This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Friday, November 1st, AD 2019. This is the Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. The Islamic terrorist organization Boko Haram has displaced over 140,000 people in Nigeria's Borno state this year. That's according to the United Nations Undersecretary General Mark Lowcock. Boko Haram has targeted Christians in particular with their violence, killing 2 Christian aid workers just last month and vowing to kill every Christian they capture in the future. Matthew 5, verse 10 says, "Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven." A few weeks ago, U.S. forces pulled out of Syria, followed by an invasion into northern Syria by Turkey. Although Turkey agreed to a ceasefire in a 19-mile-wide zone between itself and Syria, local Kurdish and Christian villages report the bombing campaigns are continuing. On the front lines, Dave Eubank, director of the humanitarian group Free Burma Rangers, told World Radio the area is, quote, a genocide zone because if you stay, especially if you're a Kurd or a Christian, you're going to die, end quote. Please pray for our brothers and sisters in Christ there. Here now is our third Bahamas report from Kevin Swanson, director of Generations and the founder of The Worldview in 5 minutes, following the devastation of Hurricane Dorian in the Bahamas.
This is Kevin Swanson with Pastor Harley Thompson from the Freeport Gospel Chapel in Freeport, Grand Bahamas. They weathered the storm, the big one.
Yes, they have.
It was the biggest storm in the history of
this area, the whole Caribbean area, the most devastating.
Let me ask what the extent of the damage was in your congregation. How did it affect your church?
The extent of the damage was very, very broad because some 30 or so persons had to be given financial support to aid them in the rebuilding or the restoration of their homes, their properties. Many of us, like ourselves, had to move out and live with other family and our friends while our home is being repaired. Mm. Some people, even in our meeting, have lost their jobs. Freeport has been practically washed out as far as work is concerned.
Can you speak to the spiritual impact that the hurricane had on the people on the island?
I can speak for our church. It has drawn us closer together because, for instance, we have had to add a lot of meetings to our services just to keep people close and in touch. I think the spiritual impact has been evident in a positive way because more people are now calling. I think you can hear more intensity in the prayers now. In fact, that little temporary sanctuary we have there was filled to capacity on Sundays.
So where are things now in terms of repairs, and how can people in churches in America help at this point?
Well, I think our main need now is for construction material because we have a lot to do in the chapel, and we want to get back in there as soon as possible. We're trusting the Lord to see us through. He has promised never to fail us, and he never has.
Hebrews 13:5 says, "I will never leave you nor forsake you." If you'd like to help Freeport Gospel Chapel cover the costs of rebuilding their church and the homes from their members, which will be about $165,000, please consider sending a tax-deductible check to Generations, P.O. Box 1398, Elizabeth, Colorado, 80107. Write Rebuild Bahama Church in the memo, or you can go online to generations.org/give and select Support International Ministry Outreach in the drop-down menu. Every penny that you give will help to rebuild Freeport Gospel Chapel, as well as the homes of that church. The Democratic-led U.S. House of Representatives voted yesterday to allow for public impeachment hearings in Congress against President Donald Trump over his July request for Ukraine to investigate former Vice President Joe Biden.
I doubt anybody in this place comes to Congress to take the oath of office to impeach the President of the United States, unless his actions are jeopardizing our honoring our oath of office.
The White House and Republicans have criticized the Democrats for conducting secret testimony hearings and for not setting up any official rules for the investigation. Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden visited St. Anthony Catholic Church in Florence, South Carolina on Sunday, but was barred from communion, reports the South Carolina Morning News. Reverend Robert Morey told the newspaper, quote, "This past Sunday, I had to refuse Holy Communion to former Vice President Joe Biden. Holy Communion signifies we are one with God, each other, and the Church. Our actions should reflect that. Any public figure who advocates for abortion places himself or herself outside of church teaching," end quote. New York Democratic Governor Andrew Cuomo signed a bill into law last week prohibiting churches and other nonprofits from campaigning for or against political candidates. The bill is a state-level version of the federal Johnson Amendment. Cuomo said the bill comes in response to attempts by President Trump to strengthen religious liberty by repealing the Johnson Amendment. And finally, the Washington Nationals defeated the Houston Astros on Wednesday night, becoming the World Series champions for the first time ever. The team's star, 20-year-old Juan Soto, hit 3 home runs in the World Series, the youngest player ever to do so. Throughout the season, Soto has been kneeling on the field with fellow player Victor Robles to pray before games, reports CBN News. After a playoffs win against the Dodgers, Soto posted this verse from James 4, verse 10. "Humble yourselves before the Lord, and he will exalt you." And that's the World View in 5 minutes. On this Friday, November 1st, in the year of our Lord, 2019, subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.